Hey guys, do you like heavy metal? Do you like video games, comic books, movies, theme parks, or even cool TV shows? We've got the place for you. Metal Geeks. Time to rock out with your geek out. Here are your hosts, Kerry the Metal Geek, Dave, and George. Geek it out, fellas.
Hey, this is Rudy Sarso, and you're listening to Metal Geeks, where you get to rock out with your geek out.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to episode number 73 of the Metal Geeks podcast. I am one of your co-hosts. I am Kerry Gordon. And along with me today is...
Kim Gordon.
That's right.
All right.
The indentured servant.
The girl in the room playing Borderlands during the show.
The voice from the other room. It's my intern, right. Everyone.
Yes, intern.
That's so. This is a very special episode of the podcast. We actually did a live show from the MicroSearch panel room at Comicpalooza 2015, which just happened past weekend in Houston, Texas. And Metal Geeks were taking it by storm.
Literally.
Literally taking it by storm. Because there was a huge storm that happened right afterwards. And Houston flooded, basically, and people lost their lives. But we're not making jokes of that at all.
No sad panda.
So... before we go into the panel here, we wanted to give a little background, a little information about what we were doing at Comicpalooza. So I was there, as you know, of course, as an employee of the con, which I have to, you know, full disclosure right there. I'm the social media guy for Comicpalooza.
Hey, guy.
And, you know, we were there. We had an amazing panel on Sunday morning at about 11:30. It was unbelievable, actually. It was, let's go through the list of people that were involved. It was Comical Podcast, Justin and Miguel. We had Brian from the Bri-Fi Podcast, Chris Sully and Steve from the Nerd Foo Podcast.
Yep.
We had these three schlubs from the Metal Geeks Podcast.
I like them. They're cool people.
And we also had very, very special podcast celebrity guests. We had Ming Chen and Michael Zapsik from I Sell Comics. And AMC's Comic Book Men.
And? Their day job.
Our day job.
No, their day job.
Their day job, Comic Book Men.
That's right.
And their
Jay and Silent Bob Secret Stash, correct?
That's true. They do work at Jay and Silent Bob Secret Stash. So if you ever go to New Jersey, which I plan to, and go to the store, I'm going to go hang out with those guys.
That's right. That'll be fun.
And it was all moderated by a great guy named Craig Price, who does a podcast called Price Points. No, I'm sorry. I think it's called Reality Check. That's what it is. He interviews a bunch of business people, and it's a really great podcast, and he really helped us out by moderating the show, because it could have gone to hell in a handbasket pretty quickly with having like 11 people on the panel and nobody to sort of reel that in.
Yes. We tip our metal hats, our geeky hats.
Our geeky hat. I was wearing a lot of hats that weekend, that's for damn sure. So that's going to be the next episode. That'll be episode number 74, which will be probably edited and out next week. But we also have another episode that we're going to be working with. The next one is a bunch of interviews that we did at the show. We could do a little bit of sneak. We did some directors. We interviewed Peter David. Didn't get to do as much as I wanted to do because I was working so much. And then also... doing stuff for our brand new video show, which is on Newsfix, Adventures of Geekery, with Justin from Comical Podcast. So we shot a couple episodes there, did some celebrity interviews, and I guess we're going to release some of those videos, the raw, unedited, full videos of some of the interviews probably on the Adventures in Geekery YouTube page, which is coming soon. But I gotta tell you, one of the greatest thrills I had over the weekend was moderating the David Ellison panel from Megadeth.
Yes.
It was so strange because I am a huge fan of Megadeth, and I just read the book right before the con and really felt like I knew him really, really well. And he was such a nice guy.
That was awesome.
I had to force him to take money for one of his autographs at one point. I'm like, dude, take my money. I want to give you money for an autograph. I don't want you to walk away without my money. Because he signed my book for free, and you know, I bought a 8x10 from him, but he took pictures with us. And you know, when I told him that, you know, I was moderating the panel, and I basically wanted to know how he wanted to handle it. He's like, "Oh, let's just talk about the book and talk about the new album." That was his two things that he wanted. And
yeah, he was real nice. He wasn't a rock star like you're always afraid when you go to see your idols. It's like, I'm afraid he's going to be a rock star. He's going to be a diva.
Maybe not like Dave Mustaine.
He was not the rock star or diva.
There's some really cool stuff. And if you want to hear the full version of that episode or of that panel, it was just released as an episode of MSRcast. So look for that on the same feed, or you can go to metalinjection.net. and download that. It's a really great Q&A. I was happy with the way it came out, because you never know with those kind of things how uninterested they might be. Or let's talk about the new album. Yes.
Always. There's always people with one word sentences that just does not make for good audio or video.
Yeah. So I really give my hat off to David Ellison for doing that for me. It was really, really cool.
For Junior.
And he tells a story about how he became Junior. So that's episode 170 of MSRcast, available through MetalGeeks.net, this feed, as well as Metal Injection feed and their website at MetalInjection.net. So let's talk about the panel that we did on Monday. You were there, sort of. You're busy working, but...
Yes, well, as you, I was wearing many hats as well, also being in social media, dealing, social media fun stuff. So, yeah, it was great. I enjoyed it. Definitely. What I heard was excellent.
You might have to go back and listen to the episode now.
I think I will.
We had a lot of special guests that came on that were in the audience. We gave some stuff away. We just had a lot of fun. We talked about our experiences at Comicpalooza, some of the celebrities we met, and all that kind of cool stuff. It was all three of the co-hosts. It was myself and George and Dave, because Dave was there for work, of course.
Dave was there, man.
It was a lot of fun. And then the next episode, of course, is the full audio from the podcasting panel, which is being edited right now. And then we're going to get together next week and do a recap episode and play some of the interviews that we did at the show. So let's get into episode number 73. I had to think about it for a second.
Three? Oh. Like it's a question mark?
Everything should be in a question mark, so you're never wrong. So here's episode number 73 of the Metal Geeks Podcast. Keep it geeky.
And keep in metal.
This podcast is rated M, by the way.
Rated M for...
Rated M for mature.
Maggots? Or maniacs? What other M words could we use for adults?
For metal. M for metal. That's exactly right.
Man, that is so obvious. How come we didn't say that right away?
I don't know. Oh, hey. Welcome to the show, everyone. We are live from Comicpalooza. Live to MP3 at Comicpalooza. We're not to tape, because we don't use tape anymore.
Okay.
I am one of your hosts. I am Kerry Gordon.
This is George.
This is Dave.
Welcome, everyone, to the Metal Geeks recording at Comicpalooza.
Woo!
Can we get a clap? Hey.
We're also on Periscope right now, so if you're watching, ask us questions. We have a person over there who's monitoring.
A person? It's a Fernando.
Fernando. The he's one
more
and
than
only
a,
Fernando.
He's more than a person.
He's like the multimedia guy.
So let's talk about this. I know Dave's been busy at his booth most of the time.
Yeah, so as usual, my view of the con is whatever walks in front of my booth at any given time.
You got away a little bit yesterday, didn't you?
Yeah, I got away for about 2 hours yesterday.
But right on.
Yeah. What happened yesterday?
Podcasting 103 panel. Yeah, you were.
Oh, yeah, that's right, I was.
Hey, so. We had some great guests at that panel.
Yep, we had the Comical Podcast guys.
Yay.
What's up, Justin?
Hey,
Justin.
He's in the room.
We can't talk bad about him now because he's here.
We'll talk bad about him later.
I rated their recording very lowly on the Comicpalooza app. So,
Why'd you do that?
I'm just kidding.
What?
Oh, I'm trying to get a rise
now
out of Justin,
gonna get
but
mad
it's not
at
working.
He's too busy tweeting. He doesn't even know what you're saying. See? He's working on his show right now during ours.
We also had the comic book men.
Yeah,
two of the comic men.
Michael Zapsik and Ming Chen were both here for that, and that was amazing.
Yeah, it was very cool of them.
They had a lot of great things to talk about podcasting.
Yeah.
We're nobodies.
Shine some light on us a little bit.
Their best piece of advice when somebody asked, what's your best advice beginning in the podcasting?
Have a Ming Chen.
No, have a Kevin Smith to ride the coattails.
That works too.
Yeah. We don't have a Kevin Smith.
You're not Kevin Smith?
I am not Kevin Smith.
Give it time.
No.
No?
No, no.
Even then, you're not going to even... No, okay.
I used to look like him.
That's very humble of you.
Is it? Is it really?
It's very humble of you.
So we also had the guys from Nerd Foo that were here.
Yeah.
Chris and Steve. They were really cool. And we also had Brian from the Bri-Fi podcast.
Man, we had a lot of people on it.
We had Mark from the Rebel Radio podcast. Trust me, I'm a Jedi.com.
I remember that.
Am I forgetting anybody?
I don't know. I feel kind of bad if I don't remember.
I know. There was like 11 or 12 people up on stage.
Yeah. And then when we took a picture, there was like a horde of cameras all of a sudden.
I know. It was blinding. It was like being in like the paparazzi.
Yeah. It was very, it was very weird. Red carpet experience for me. So
probably would be our last.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. No, it will be our last time.
I'm just kidding. No, it won't be our last.
That was really exciting. We have the audio and video of that. So we're going to release that as a special edition podcast. I think all the podcasters will. So, and we had the video we're going to put on the YouTube page. So you can actually watch it.
So
it's a video, visual podcast.
Visual podcast.
A vidcast.
A vid podcast.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. We're at Comic-Palooza. What has been exciting for you guys so far, other than working the con, of course?
We've done a lot of work, but this has been a really exciting Comic-Palooza for me, being a geek and a metalhead all together.
Yeah, you met like a lot of your heroes at this show.
Yeah, something. I have the audio from this thing that happened yesterday, which. Halfway during it, I just looked over and I was like, how the fuck is this happening to me? I did not understand it. My mind could not comprehend. But yesterday about 5 p.m., I was moderating the panel for David Ellefson from Megadeth.
I'm really bummed that I wasn't able to come see that.
Oh, my God, man. It was really awesome.
You should have seen Carrie's face. He had a smile literally from ear to ear.
I had like a Joker face on, man. It was crazy. I mean, he's such a nice guy. He would... you know, hang out with you at his booth and just take pictures and just talk to you. He's super down to earth.
So far as everyone, all the guests that I've met have been super cool.
Yes.
I don't think I met one bad guest.
I have not either. Yeah. Everybody's been super nice. Let's talk a little bit more about the Dave panel. I treated it like an interview. I mean, I've done those before, so had questions. We took some Q&A questions, but he was very informative and very...
Yeah, you did a great job. Cool. I think you did awesome.
Thank you. We're definitely going to release that probably on MSRcast as audio.
Did anybody go to the David Ellefson Q&A? Yeah, Bill did.
I was there.
We got a couple of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anybody from Periscope went? I doubt it.
Nope.
No? Okay. Just thought I'd check.
So who have you met here at Comic-Palooza?
That's a lot of people. But famous people?
Famous people.
Or people that I've like kind of like had a...
Yes.
Like a holy fuck moment. Dana Snyder for sure from yes. Master Shake himself.
So the Friday, our first day here, we all went up to Dana Snyder and I first got some artwork done. I know he does a podcast called Drunk on Disney where
right.
they make drinks every week based on a special drink from either the Disney parks or the resorts. And Dave's like, I don't know.
All right.
Yeah, I'm into that.
Yeah.
And
have you listened to it, Dave?
No.
Yeah, me neither. I never heard about it.
Yeah, I didn't know that
week.
He did that. So I'll have to check
it out. It's a really funny show. And I told him, you know, I'm here for social media. I'm going to take your picture. And he saw the back of my phone, which has a Haunted Mansion wallpaper, thanks to Dave here.
Welcome.
And he's like, Haunted Mansion. And he just started talking to me about it.
Actually, he wanted to know your pricing on some of that stuff.
He wanted to know pricing on sticker today, actually.
Okay.
I told him it would be free, but it's up to Dave in the end.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Offered your free services, man. It's cool.
Great. Now I'm on the hook for a bunch of free
exactly.
shit for Dana
so
Snyder.
We actually got to interview him today for the show.
It was more like he was interviewing you.
If you've ever talked to Dana Snyder or ever tried to interview him, it doesn't really work the way you want it to go. He just grabbed the mic and was like, no, I'm interviewing you now.
And his Master Shake voice.
And we got bum rushed by Joel Hodgson from Mystery Science Theater.
Oh yeah,
I hate you so much right now.
He just showed up. He's like, "Hey, I'm in your interview now." It was really cool, making fun of Dana Snyder. It was
and
really
he
awesome.
He acted like Dana Snyder handler all of a sudden.
Yeah, pretty much. that was a really cool moment.
Other cool people I met: Jeff Smith.
Yes.
Who was like super nice. If y'all don't know who he is, he's the creator of Bone, Rasal. I don't even know if I'm saying that correctly. And then his most recent one, Tukey. Yeah. It's really good.
So was he a nice guy?
Oh, he's super nice. And I know you were excited
to meet him.
Yeah,
so.
And I have a lot of his stuff. His history with Bone for me goes back to like middle school. I used to read his books in the library, and then I bought them all when they finally came out in color.
Nice.
So I was really excited to meet him. He was really nice, and he signed everything that I had and didn't charge me to sign.
Oh, wow.
So that was cool.
That's cool. Who else did you meet?
I've already met Kevin Eastman before, but right. It was even cooler to get like more stuff signed. So that was nice, too.
Yeah, but you bought a bunch of stuff from him,
didn't you? I did a lot of stuff from him. What about you, Dave? Did you get a chance to meet anybody yet or see anyone?
Met me and Mike yesterday during
the panel,
so that was cool. I have been talking to Mark Kistler again, which if anyone has listened to the show back when right after Amazing Houston Comic Con,
yes,
I told my story about getting to meet Mark Kistler, who was a kind of a childhood hero of mine.
Oh, that's right.
He was kind of who inspired me to learn how to draw as a kid, and he's actually an art educator geared towards children, but he has a lot of like adult material as well.
I saw him down. Yeah, I did. I went by his booth, and not knowing who he was, I was like, man, I used to watch you on PBS.
Yeah, yeah. And so I've been talking to him a little bit. I bought a print from him and got it signed yesterday. So he's a really nice guy.
Cool.
So.
We also met Peter David.
That's right. We interviewed really cool. Peter David.
Yeah, he was really nice.
Super nice guy. I don't think a lot of people during the media session knew who he was.
Right.
I felt really bad. I'm like, it's Peter freaking David, man.
Yeah, you were wigging out.
I was a little bit. we talked to Matt Hawkins from Top Cow.
Yeah.
That'll be coming up soon. Who else did we talk to?
We did a video interview with Mike Zapsik there.
We did.
The guy who does Ragnarok, it's his name slipping my mind right now.
Walt Simonson.
Yeah.
The legendary Walt Simonson. I need to slap you now.
Sorry. I'm busy week. I'm tired.
Is that all that stuff going to be?
It's all going to be in this episode.
This episode?
Exactly right.
We're going to know if
we're
going to
do like a two-parter thing or something.
I don't know. Maybe. Depends on how long this goes. Okay. We have a lot of great interviews to get through, so maybe. Okay. I don't know. We'll figure it out. We do have a lot of video stuff, too. Which, let's make that announcement right now.
We haven't made the announcement already? I thought
we haven't yet.
Wow.
We've sort of hinted at it, but we have a new show that's going to be on Newsfix, which is a local TV station here in Houston, CW39.
Starring you.
Starring me and Justin from Comical Podcast.
Woo!
And these guys are going to be involved.
Some point.
We're going to figure it out.
Whenever Justin can't make it, I guess I'll pop my face in.
I think you're probably going to have to poison him. Make him eat something that's not a hamburger or something, and then he won't show up.
It's all right. I'll just show up as the third wheel on the show.
Yeah.
Just be the awkward guy standing in the... Yeah.
The fig rig steering
that
wheel.
That fig rig works.
We've had a lot of comments about the fig rig this weekend.
That's right.
I met Gwar today. Got a picture with them. Got an autograph. They're all in costume. It was pretty amazing. I finally met Brian Johnson. It's the only comic book man I had not met yet here.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Because he wasn't able to make it.
Was he happy to sign it?
He was there.
That answers my question.
He's not Ming or Mike, so.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Those guys are super nice, and they're overly excited to be here. And Ming said himself he loves this town, and he loves this con. So.
Yeah. Yeah, I asked him when I just met him a few minutes ago again. I said, you know, when do you have to leave? He's like, I don't want to leave Houston. He said he came in like two or three days early just to hang out.
Yeah,
here.
I remember he came like on a Tuesday or a Monday. Yeah.
Yeah, he's really into Houston. He's like, it's like a second home. He said, it's cool.
Did anybody do any celebrity meet and greets or anything? Everybody have a cool story they want to share?
Cool stories.
You have a cool story?
Come
up to the mic, man.
Come up to the microphone.
Give me your name and your age.
Daniel Ramirez, 25.
Don't lie. 25. All right, fine.
Met Kobe Smulders. I brought in my Marvel Phase 1 collector's box.
Oh, nice.
I had Jeremy Renner, Stan Lee, and Haley Atwell sign it and brought it up to Kobe Smulders. As soon as she saw it, she's like, what's in the box? What's in the box?
Nice.
Kobe Bennett?
Didn't see Chloe Bennett.
Rosario?
Missed out on Rosario as well.
I missed out on Rosario, too. I was so mad, but I did get Chloe Bennett.
Did you?
I also I got four of the autographs from the cast of Gotham, which is really cool.
That's really cool.
Donal Logue, I'm super huge fan of that guy. He was super nice, too. And Sean Pertwee, we talked about his tattoo. Always have a little moment with everybody. It's cool.
Nice.
Any moments with you, anybody who signed your stuff?
I mean, Jeremy Renner, I was fully dressed up in a tactical Deadpool suit, and I shook his hand that way with mask down and everything. So Hawkeye met Deadpool, basically.
Nice.
So that was pretty cool.
Who would win in that fight?
Deadpool, dude. Hands down. He can't die.
True. Does Deadpool ever lose?
Hawkeye will just go on vacation.
Yeah, basically.
He'll go to his country.
Go back to the wife.
He'd run out of arrows. You know, he only brings 12 anyway, so or 11 of them, whichever.
That's all the little pack is fit.
Yeah.
Cool. Thank you, man.
Anybody else met some celebrities this weekend they want to talk about? That's crickets now. Come on up here, Farrell. Nothing beats dead air time.
Well, we can
no
keep,
editing.
We
no
can,
editing. This is all
we're not
live.
Gonna, we're
yeah,
not going to edit
about
this.
That
okay,
all so. Live, baby.
Well, he even has a book. Yep. Wow.
Shinji Nishikawa, the guy who did all the Toho monsters, Godzilla, Mothra.
Oh yeah.
Little Mothra.
Oh, cool.
Yep.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yep, he's a pretty cool guy.
Wow. Godzilla was here, man.
Godzilla rampaged through Houston.
That's right,
that's
he did.
So awesome.
Let's talk about there's just a wide variety of guests here, man. This has been the most diverse comic club that I think I've ever been to, and I've been the last 4 or 5 years.
And there was also a whole bunch of people here I had to miss because I was doing stuff.
I know, we were actually having to work a lot, but we still had a chance to do things that we wanted to do too.
Yeah, I miss Chloe Bennett.
I know.
But Chloe, if you're out there listening, I love you.
I got the meter for you, so you can touch me.
I hate you.
One of my regrets is not meeting Rosario Dawson. It's just my
one
timing
of our
did
good
not
friends
work.
Got a selfie with her.
That's right, Matt.
I hate him.
You douche.
I don't know how he pulled that off.
I don't either.
I don't know how he pulls off half the stuff. He's always gets selfies with the right people.
He does. He just forces himself on him, I think.
That's what eventually he's going to get a sex charge or something.
He's going to get a restraining order soon. He's not going to be able to come to Comic Palooza next year. He'll have a restraining order.
That's right. I also missed Roddy Piper. I didn't get a chance to get it.
You didn't?
I wanted to get something signed, but I couldn't find something in time.
Mm.
And I was sad.
There's still we're still going on. There's still like 3 or 4 hours left of the show.
Yeah. So I got one more thing for Kevin Eastman to sign, so yeah. I'm going to bum rush down there.
I haven't really spent a lot of time walking the floor or just looking at stuff, but hopefully today we have a couple more interviews that we're going to do after the show. We got segued away from our show. How the hell did that happen?
Oh, yeah, we didn't talk about the Adventures in Geekery.
What is it?
Adventures in Geekery.
I like that name. Who came up with that?
I think I did.
I think you did.
If you go back in our archives, on my very first show, I remember saying that title.
Yep.
Yeah, I came up with George Hates Metal.
So. That's right. You did come up with George Hates Metal. Everybody applaud for that one. So,
y'all,
on Newsfix, CW39, we're going to have a show called Adventures in Geekery. The first episode aired Saturday. We're going to have special guests come on. We'll have other co-hosts come on from other shows, different podcasts, celebrity interviews. It's all thanks to Altness. They're doing a lot of the pre-production, some of the graphic stuff.
And post.
And we'll be doing stuff in their studio. And we're also filming from Bedrock City in Sugarland.
Yeah, also a big thanks to CW and Houston Newsfix for even giving us the opportunity to do it.
That's so. Right. It's a big step for local geeks in Houston is to have a place for your voice to be heard.
Yeah. And I think it's a very big channel for them to have easy access to.
And they donated some free stuff for the guys that are here today. So we have some Arrow, Flash, and iZombie posters to give away.
It's not all DC stuff. We also have some Marvel stuff a secret loot crate. I don't know what's in it.
Isn't that why it's a secret?
Whoever wins it, congratulations. You're going to have to tell me what's in it, though.
So what else is going on this weekend that you were into, Dave?
I'm making money this week, which I'm into.
Okay, I'm losing money, so we're in a. I should be in your shoes.
There's a yin and yang to this whole thing.
You're making it, I'm losing it.
Yeah. I'm boring when we do these things about the conventions because I work all of them. So I run Geekazoid, which regular listeners have heard me talk about before, and we have booths at all of these conventions. And
you're going to Dallas next weekend.
Yeah, we're going to Dallas Fan Expo next weekend. So if you're there, come by and see us.
Can you get something signed for Camden Conroy for me?
No, because I'm gonna be too busy.
I hate you. So
I can't get stuff signed for me. I'm not getting stuff signed for you.
We just need to ride his coattails and come help him set up and just walk away.
I want to come set your booth up and walk away.
Yeah, we're going to have like a really small setup this time because...
Even better.
We're so tired. For the past month, we have been in preparation for Comic Palooza and taking care of the rest of the business that we do anyway. We have been waking up, working... until we go to sleep at night.
Since
we came back from vacation.
Yeah.
And so we're tired. We're not doing any more work for Dallas Fan Expo. Right. We're taking what we have left.
It's Dallas. I'm just joking. Not really. Kidding.
Dallas has an In-N-Out burger.
I don't hate Dallas.
George hates Dallas. New episode.
Hashtag George hates Dallas.
I'm not a big fan of the TV show.
You don't like JR?
Who shot
JR?
Were they the episode of TV show that they woke up was all a dream from the shower or something like that? I remember someone
Patrick
making fun
Duffy.
Of that. Yeah. Is that the show?
I believe so.
Anything with Patrick Duffy makes it bad.
I used to like Step by Step.
Did you really?
Yeah, it was a fun show.
Did you like all those TGIF shows?
For so, I
you
did
liked,
watch
you
it religiously.
Cousin Cody,
it was on
right?
TGIF.
Everyone liked Cody.
George is the cousin Cody. He's like the guy that hangs out in the garage.
He lives in the van in the driveway.
I live in the van in the driveway now. Man, this is going downhill fast for me.
Wow.
First, I'm hating metal. Now I'm going and living in a van. Sad day.
You know, I met Gore today, and you know what's going on right now while we're talking? Gore is doing a Q&A panel.
You know what you should do is just bum rush their panel after this.
I should just drop the mic and walk out.
We can Skype you in.
That's
wanna,
true.
I wanna, just want to do that.
Carrie's on location at the Gore Q&A right now.
They were actually pretty fun guys when we went to go meet them.
They're really cool. They're fun, man. It's a band I've always been into growing up. You know, I saw Gore, you know, seen him probably like 20 something times in my life.
Here in Houston, all the time.
Yeah,
I've never attended a Gore concert.
Really,
never have.
Me and my group of friends in high school, we never missed a show, never. And I went to the show. I think we talked about it last year. We talked. They did a tour last year, and they said they're touring again like in September, October this year. So, but they did that sort of tribute to Odorous show, and I was like, okay, you should not be emotional at a Gore show. It was weird. That's the wrong kind of fluid to be flowing at a Gore show.
What's their vocalist situation?
Didn't they get rid of their female vocalist?
I thought they did.
They fired Volvatron.
Yeah. Volvatron?
Her name was Volvatron. She shot
blood out of her tits, basically.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's Gore for you. But now they have their main singer now is a guy named Blothar. He was here.
Blothar?
Blothar. Blothar. Okay. And he's actually the original Beefcake the Mighty from the band. Came back, and now he's the lead singer.
Okay.
So, yeah, they're characters, so anybody can play him. You know
I have no idea what you're talking about right now.
Do you?
A little bit.
Do you know Beefcake?
A little bit. I'm not real... I'm okay. I'm
when
honestly
you say
not
Beefcake,
real
I think of South Park.
No.
Beefcake!
Maybe. So, another cool thing that's been going on here is there's been a lot of music. Let's talk... Some of the bands that we saw last night, Project Armageddon was playing. Let's see, Vendetta Diabolique. There was a really awesome band that I saw like a couple nights ago called Good Day Underground. I never thought they would, you know, the name was like not very good. But I walked into...
Judging a book by its cover,
I did.
Carrie, how
I
dare you?
I walked into the General Assembly and there was like six people watching this band.
Uh-huh.
And they were just a two-man band. There was like a drummer and a guitar player and they were like instrumental like Mastodon stuff.
Cool.
Pretty amazing
that
stuff.
That sounds good to me. Sounds like right up my alley.
I mean, there's been hip-hop stuff. There's been, you know... Mastodon Sands vocals, exactly right.
Yeah. Well, I like Animals as Leaders, so that's one of my favorite bands.
That's one of the things that George always says he hates about metal, it's the vocals.
Well, yeah, because you're, like, really 80s-type vocalist.
Maybe.
That's just your type.
Speaking of 80s, I got to interview Rudy Sarzo just a few minutes ago.
Oh, yeah? How was that?
That was really cool.
I was running up here.
That's right. we were trying to figure out where his accent was from, and yeah,
did you ask?
He's Cuban.
Oh, he's Cuban.
Cuban American, and we looked him up on the wiki. He's much older than I thought he was. If I looked that good at 65, I will be really, really happy.
He's 65.
He's 65.
Good for him.
I know, right? Who said drugs are bad, right?
This is all full of preservatives, apparently.
So there's been a lot of film stuff here too. A lot of movie premieres. I work for a company named Microsearch, and I help set up a bunch of filmmakers to come in and talk about
shameless plug-in.
Yeah, shameless plug. Whatever. Don't even care about that. But
we also had a contest here too.
We did.
Yeah, a short film contest.
Right. There's a local group of guys. They're Rakesh and Joe. Joe Nason. They have a thing called the Zone Film Race, Sci-Fi Film Race, and they had the award ceremony last night. Wait a minute, is that Joe Nason in the crowd?
What?
There he is. He should come up here and talk about it. Welcome
the
to
man,
the show,
the legend
everybody.
Himself.
One of the creators of the Zone.
Oh, do we have a chair?
I sit behind you guys.
Yeah, ooh. That's cool. Oh, wait a minute.
Hey, what are you doing with your hand back there?
You like it.
So,
I do.
Quick interview. We've had you guys on the show before. So, tell me how how the showing's been going for you, and how the award ceremony went last night.
Well, the screenings went off at a pretty shaky start there, but we managed to pull it together. We had our film race screenings. I think it was like midnight on Saturday, and then Sunday all day we had film festival, the film race screenings, and then we had our big award show where we had a. J.G. Hertzler from Star Trek Deep Space Nine came in and hosted the award ceremony for us, and then we did some more screenings, and yeah, so we had a lot of fun this weekend.
Tell us about some of the winners that
We're here.
Our big winner was this film called Pam. It was actually the first team that signed up for the film race. It was pretty incredible what they pulled off, because it's just a guy sitting there talking to a computer. And it was like the, you know, like one of the best sci-fi films.
I think that I saw that one.
Did he fall in love with the computer?
The computer fell in love with him.
Yeah.
So it's her all over again.
Sacrificed herself to save him.
I think that was the one.
I was just joking. I didn't really think that happened.
Yeah.
I think that was the best short film there. It was. Yeah. It blew me away because it was just such a simple concept, but they did it so well.
Yeah. They use
except like, using the mixing board you can see on the side. I was like, oh, yeah, they're just using a mixer.
Well, my favorite thing was like the. They had like the little ironizer fan in the background.
Yeah.
And it's like, okay.
Can people
Christmas
see
lights and stuff?
Can people see?
Yeah, they're
going to
post it on their website. We're going to post all of the films on our website probably
excellent.
In about a month or something like that.
So. I think that one deserves to be seen by everybody. I think that was really, really well done.
For me, they used every time we do this, we have a character name and a line of dialogue and stuff. And our line of dialogue this year, in honor of Leonard Nimoy, is "I have been and always shall be your friend." And
what was the name of the character?
Anakin Khan. Of course,
Anakin Khan.
Yeah,
Anakin Khan. Where'd you get that name from?
It looked like a Star Trek, Star Wars.
Yeah.
Oh, Battlestar Galactica. Yeah. That's right.
It's one of the main Cylons in that one. Yeah. But I mean, they use that line perfectly in their film. So you know.
Good.
Yeah.
How did they use the line? Can you tell us, or is it too much of a spoiler?
It's too much of a spoiler.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go
I think
watch
it
the
is.
Damn film. You'll see. Yeah.
How long is the film?
About 10 minutes. So
yeah, there's nothing over.
Yeah, they all had like 10. They had like a week to write, shoot, and edit a 10-minute sci-fi short film. So, yeah.
I mean, I've been involved in like the 48-hour film festivals type stuff. Where
I have been too.
You actually only have 48 hours, but
I did it
you guys
3 years
give them,
in a row.
You guys give them a week, which is enough time to pre-plan and shoot and edit and post and all that stuff.
We had some great films. We really did. So you know.
So what were some of your favorite ones other than the one that won?
Can you
1242 by Spring Film Group, who was one of our sponsors.
I saw that.
That one was really good. And Drone.
What was that all about?
Three. Drone was about this guy who finds himself in a spaceship headed towards Earth. And he is a drone for an alien race.
I don't think I saw that one. Who directed that one?
Carlos Tovar.
Never heard that name before.
Really? I heard
Carlos?
Of him before. Yeah.
Never heard of Carlos.
He had a bunch of film screenings.
No, I know Carlos.
Yeah.
I worked on his More Than Human show.
That's right.
He did a TV show?
Yeah. It's a super powered TV show.
Cool.
Teenagers. Powers. Kind of like Heroes.
But not heroes.
But not heroes.
But they're young
heroes.
Heroes.
Not heroes.
It's like Heroes meets Teen Titans and Runaways mixed together.
Yeah.
Oh.
Pretty much.
Cool. I'm going to check it out. I haven't had it.
You should. I think it's going to be on Netflix soon, but I could be lying.
Okay. I'll check it out. Yeah.
When it does come to Netflix, we'll have them on.
Thank you for doing our panel, by the way.
Yeah, I moderated a panel the other day, you guys know I'm not a Star Trek fan at all.
No, he's not.
So I moderated this panel that you asked me to do about why Spock matters to sci-fi.
You asked him to do the... You were the one that had the idea about why Spock matters as a panel. Thank you.
That's See? Right. Yeah. Dave should have been there. He should have been hosting it.
Yeah, you know what? Next time,
I should have been.
Yeah, so, exactly.
I've just
You should have worked at the booth while he got moderated.
I would have. I would have gone to the booth and let him go do it. So on the panel, it was yourself. It was J.G. Hertzler from Deep Space Nine. Mm-hmm. It was Patrick Scott Patterson.
Deep Space what?
Nine.
Yeah.
Right?
J.G. was a little drunk. But it's
I saw him pass out a few
times. That's all part of the fun.
Yeah.
But that wasn't water in his drink.
He gave some good answers. Yeah,
he did.
Yeah.
And then it was Patrick Scott Patterson, who's a video game pop culture guy. And then
he was great.
Melvin Harris, who's a local film director.
Yeah.
It was a good panel.
Yeah. So we had that panel, and then yesterday we did another panel called Filmmaking, Horror Stories from the Set, where we had a bunch of local directors come and talk about just how horrible it can be on a set when things go horribly wrong, and we all had our horror stories, and it had a pretty good turnout for that.
I'm pretty sure my first film in high school was nothing but a horror story from every aspect.
And my first short film I did for school was pretty bad.
Everybody's first short film is horrible, you know. You go back and you look at it, and you're like, what was I thinking?
What was I doing? Yeah.
Although, like, 30 years from now, it's going to be, like, viewed as art.
When we're popular and we have a real movie out, we can put that as a bonus feature. How bad? Here's our first poor, horrible movie. Let's put it on there.
I'd rather not.
Y'all go ahead. I'm burning every copy of everything bad that I've ever done.
So congrats to all the winners of The Zone.
Yes, congrats. And thank you to all the sponsors.
Thank you
to ourselves.
Us, Comic Palooza, Bedrock
City.
Us. Yeah. Thanks us.
Yeah, well, thank you, Carrie, for working
Microsearch.
Microsearch.
You know, you were asking earlier about did you meet some celebrities? One thing that I secretly arranged was for the mayor of Houston to come here to meet George Takei.
Yeah, I was there for the photo op. That was awesome.
Yeah, so, you know, she came by, she met him, and she was like, you know, I've never been here. And she looked at me, and she's like, show me around. Show me what's cool. So we just walked around with the mayor for a couple hours, taking her, you know, by Bruce Bedrock, you know.
Yeah.
How cool is it the mayor of Houston's a total geek?
It's awesome.
It is pretty cool.
I've met her a couple of times, and every time I did, I had on a superhero shirt. So she walks in the door when she's coming in the back, and she saw me, and she was like, I know you, that superhero guy. And I was like, you can call me that. That's fine. I don't mind if the mayor calls me the superhero guy. That'll work. So, and then yesterday, I was the last person that Stan Lee saw at Comicpalooza because they closed down his line. And I went up there, and I was like, look, you've got to get him to sign my, you know, my comic. And they were like, nah. And I was like, where's his agent? And John, the guy who runs Comicpalooza, I was like, yeah, he can go up there. And he's signing it, and he's not really paying attention because they've got comic book after comic book. And
yeah.
He looks up, and he sees my shirt and asks me, what's the zone? And so I start explaining it to him and talked to him for like 5 minutes. And he's like, you know, keep up the good work. Sci-fi is important. Fantasy is important. That's what we started with. And, you know, you'll get there one day, and good job. And I was like, okay, I'll go ahead and die right now.
Yeah, right.
He just gave me words of encouragement. See, I'm done.
Stan Lee just gave you props. Yeah, exactly. So.
I met him last year, and I brought him a print from Arsa Sudim, he's the zombie king. Mm-hmm. And he looked at it, he looked up, and he's like, I've never seen this before. Okay. And his handler, his friend, he's like, yeah, you have. You've seen it. He's like, I love this drawing. And he, like, signed it, and they would thank you. I was like, because I'm sure he's just tired of looking at the same covers he's done for years, you know? The comics.
I'm sure he's also tired of telling the same stories every year.
Probably.
But you know, it's all part of the gig.
What was it like when you created Spider-Man? I don't know.
I mean, he's 93 now?
Yeah, 93,
94. So I hope I have as much energy as him.
Yeah. I'm not going to be doing comic conventions at 93. I'm sorry.
Gotta make that paper, man.
I think Carrie's almost done now.
I'm almost done now.
Carrie's ready to check out.
That's a testament to how awesome he is, because he's 93 and he's still going out just to meet fans. You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, that's what it's all about, though. I mean, if you're going to create something that's, as vast as many titles and properties as he's created, I mean, not only does, you know, he doesn't have to, but I mean, it's great that he does it.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, he could sit at home and just not do anything, but he likes to go out and meet everybody and, you know, give dorky little guys from Houston some words of encouragement. So
nerd boners.
Total nerd.
I had a bunch of them. I met Marina Sirtis. Back when we were waiting for the mayor, took a photo with her. She lightly grazed my ass. So I'm like, hey, you know, turn around.
Was it her or the mayor?
No, it was her.
Okay.
I think the mayor may have. I don't know. But I wasn't paying attention. And so.
She doesn't listen to this podcast, so it's okay.
But it was funny. She came up to me and was like, you know, I'm a big fan. And she's like, I knew you were a fan because the brothers like me. And I was like, okay. I don't know how to take that.
Yeah, does she get that a lot? Is that what is going on?
Well, you know, she
I
was
think she
dwarf.
Might I might be a little bit the other way around.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, cool. So, yeah.
She got a little jungle fever going on.
Maybe.
What it is.
Yeah. But I want to thank you for all that you've been doing for the film community recently here in Houston.
Thank you. Yeah, it was tough. Rakesh, my partner in this, like literally the next day after we started the film race, had a massive heart attack.
Like ended up in the hospital. So.
Is he feeling better now?
He's doing good. He was here all weekend.
Yes, he was.
Running the projector for the film festival. And hopefully he's taking his ass home and going to sleep at this point.
He's taking care of himself now and you know, being healthy. It's hard to do at this convention, though.
Yeah. Well, my blood pressure went through the roof a couple of times. past couple of weeks, like at one point I got up to like 195.
Wow.
I was like, okay, yeah, I need to go relax a little bit. So now I'm going home and I'm
woosah.
What's that?
Need a woosah.
What is a woosah?
Y'all never seen Bad Boys 2?
Yeah,
unfortunately.
Bad Boys 2, man.
Yeah.
Woosah.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. These guys have it.
Well, thank you for your time, man. We appreciate it. Thank you for everything you're doing.
Thanks, sir.
And let's see, we have another special guest that just walked into the room. You back there in the shirt, man, the Slayer shirt. Yep, you, come up here. You're on.
What?
Everybody clap.
Pull up a seat.
Come back around here, man.
So who's joining us, Carrie?
We have guitar player extraordinaire from Vendetta Diabolique and also Blues Funeral.
Yes.
And formerly Sanctus Bellum, who's doing a reunion tour, is John, everybody. J-A-N.
Yes. Jan.
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 I say John.
Yeah.
Jan.
Jan.
Like Jan Brady?
Jan is the Polish pronunciation. Jan is the butchering of the American pronunciation.
What is John?
John is the, I guess,
totally
Americanized
just fucked it up.
Name.
So you guys...
Yanni.
Yanni?
That?
Yeah. That's what I called
easier.
You last night. So yes. You guys played a show last night at Comic Palooza. How did that go for you? What was it like to play here at a convention?
It was great. It was a huge space, good sound. You know, only the best people came to see us.
That's right. So, all 10 of us?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry I couldn't attend. Yeah. I'm so fried at the end of these days.
I get it.
But I would have loved
it.
To have gone.
Yeah. No, it was a fun stage, good sound, good crowd. We always have fun. As you know, we have a couple of dancers too, so it adds a different element to the,
yes.
to the stage show.
And George liked one of your dancers pretty well.
Really?
The bunny girl. Yeah, come on.
Go there. Is that what we're going to do? We're going
to
talk about
Does
that.
Does your
now?
Girlfriend listen to this?
No.
There you go. You can say whatever you want.
Yeah, so what's her number?
So tell us the concept about Vendetta.
Well, back in my college days in like 2000, 2001, my best friend at the time, Will, hooked me up with Fruity Loops 3. I don't know if anyone knows what that is,
yeah,
but it's this beat.
That.
He's like, you would really dig this. You know, you love playing guitar and doing other things instead of studying, so you may as well, you know, take it next level. And I started making electronic music, which a lot of people don't know about me. You know, house, drum and bass, industrial, electro, shit like that. But I always did the metal thing for a while. And, you know, I guess Alexis is the vocalist in Vendetta. She also plays in Project Armageddon, who played after us last night. Kick-ass doom band from Houston. And so me and her had been kind of throwing ideas around about, you know, maybe we'd want to do an industrial thing, but it never gelled. And then one day I was like, you know, I found an old computer with a whole bunch of these beats on it. That kind of spurred me on to do the whole thing. So we just, you know, we started taking these old beats, kind of polishing them up a little bit, changing the vocals for her, re-recording guitars on them and stuff like that. And it's just great because anyone who knows the band life, quote unquote, is that you have to coordinate schedules, you know, amps break, you got to carry drums and shit. But it's so much easier to just kind of program the beats and then do it all in your living room or bedroom or what have you.
All you gotta do is bring a guitar to the show and you're done.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, in Sanctus Bellum, we carried full stacks. Each one of them must have weighed a few hundred pounds in drums, and our bass player had an 8x10 bass cab.
I saw you trying to get some of that shit up the stairs, those back stairs at Fitzgerald a few times.
Or even worse, at Rudyard's, where it's, you know, you don't even have ventilation, you just have this closed off stairwell. Anyway, there's that element of it, and there's the fact that it's mine and Alexis's baby, so we don't have anyone saying this guitar solo is too long or this intro is too long.
That's a dream for a guitarist,
I know,
right?
Isn't it?
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, I could just, I'm sitting there programming it and I'm like, well, why don't I just copy paste the solo section? I'll just double the fucking solo. Nobody can say anything to me. It's awesome.
And you were jamming out last night. You had some, I got some video of that stuff. We posted it on the Comic Palooza
yes.
page.
So. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's that. Okay. Yeah, we appreciate that.
It's,
yes.
So what's next for you guys? I know Blues Funeral is getting ready to play some shows.
Yeah, so Blues Funeral is the... So a little bit of backstory. Sanctus Bellum has been playing kind of classic doom metal in Houston and regionally for about... Our bass player would kill me if I got this wrong. I think about 6 years, five, 6 years. And then last...
What day did it start?
Our first show was... I'm pretty sure it was like November 1st of... God, 2010 or something like that.
Do you know
that.
The exact time?
Well, we were first.
Okay. So 7:30.
So 9, but Joe, 9. The sound guy at Rudd's, is usually half an hour late. So let's say 9:30, 9:45.
That's when
love
the baby
you,
was born.
Yes. And so we brought Maurice on, our second guitar player, the year after. We played a bunch of stuff. And then last year we went on hiatus kind of indefinitely for personal reasons within the band. It wasn't me, though. And so me and Maurice had always wanted to start like a 70s, a more 70s-oriented project where both me and him sang and I would also get to play the Hammond organ. So I'm a guitar player, but I love playing keys. So that was kind of a dream of mine to have a band where I could scream on some Hammond organ, play some Deep Purple shit, and then get back on the guitar and then sing harmonies with Maurice. And
the Hammond is a really underused instrument in heavy metal. It should be used more. It really brings another, you know, extreme level to music.
Yeah, I mean, it's fun because it's got that, you know, the Hammond and the Leslie speaker, they're kind of inseparable within metal, I would say.
Yeah.
Well, unless you're John Lord in Deep Purple. But, you know, same idea. Put the Hammond through some Marshalls or something. And that deep churning, swirling sound, and you can wail on it. And then, you know, I always have the guitar next to me. So we played a couple of shows so far. Actually, our first show, our friend Tiffany, who's in the Houston Roller Derby, really hooked us up. We actually got to play the Bayou Music Center as a first show. So there were like 600 people at least. It was gigantic. The sound was amazing. You know, you press the keys and the whole thing just like, you know, it was fucking amazing. And then
you can't fucking cuss on the show.
Oh.
Watch your fucking mouth.
Watch your fucking mouth.
Fuckers. Okay. and then our second show was recently at Fitzgerald's, Venomous Maximus, a local band who's been getting a lot of attention in the last year or so. They've been touring a lot. They got signed recently. They released their third album, and they had us open for it, which was pretty badass too. So Blues Funeral is the main thing. We're really trying to push that more now. We do think, just kind of speaking from a business sense, that in terms of the Houston scene, there are Oceans of Slumber is one band of note that's been coming up, and they've got some keys in there. And there's a couple other bands that do, but it's, like you said, it's really underutilized.
We went to the last Oceans show at Fitz. Mm-hmm. Dave and I did.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did not realize that was Bo playing keyboard or doing keys. I was like,
yeah.
He came up to me after, I was like, whoa, wait a minute.
Yeah, Bo.
It's a big change from Insect Warfare.
Yeah, Bo actually sold me the Marshall that I use.
Nice.
And I just kind of ran into him randomly. And we, because actually when he played keys for the intro to Venomous Maximus' show. So we show up and we see this dude on stage with another Nord synthesizer, which is what I use live. I was like, wait, did we already bring this shit in? Did someone already set it up? You know, and then we kind of reconnected, and he's a really cool guy. You know, I mean, there's so many cool cats in the Houston. The Houston music scene is really, it really is alive and well. There's a lot of great shit going on. I think we all agree that the music scene in the country has been pretty dumb, pretty much in the world has been pretty dumbed down.
Yeah.
The survey or study came out recently that, you know, most shit is on a second grade, you know, reading level or something terrible like that. I mean, I guess the way I'm talking isn't very polished either, but God damn it.
Well, all the journalists have said metal's dead since metal was around.
Yeah.
So, but it's not going anywhere. I was wondering, as a musician who's currently playing it, I've been into kind of the retro music, the retro metal sound since I heard Witchcraft like 10 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And but right now, there's a lot of bands coming out that are coming to prominence now that are into the style. Why do you think now is the time for this sound, as somebody who's...
Everything's cyclical.
Yeah. You know, I mean, that's a great question. Like Kerry said, it is cyclical. I think that, you know, basically the excesses of the late 70s and the 80s led to a total breaking down of, you know, kind of bands like Nirvana and stuff that held nothing sacred became popular, right? And then in the 2000s, you know, people kind of took that and distilled it, and, you know, people wanted heavier shit again. They distilled it into nu metal and everything. And then I think that basically it came around so far that people decided that, you know, I want to kind of go back to the roots. And I think that happens every once in a while.
I kind of wonder if it's like, because there's is maybe a reaction to kind of the core metals, you know, your metal core and all that kind of stuff,
Malcore,
where it's super polished and super, you know, molded in a studio. And
don't you mean like degent or whatever they call that?
Not even that so much, but just a lot of the metal got kind of hot topic
hot, you know,
mall, I call it mall metal.
Metal, and it was really, really processed and really polished and technical. And I kind of wonder if it's a reaction to that. This kind of let's go back to an organic sound. Let's
You're designing your music for a 15-year-old girl, that you're doing it the wrong way.
I think that's a great point. For me personally, it was, you know, when you. I guess it's kind of like in the, I'm a car guy, so I always talk about cars. When you look at the 2000s and, you know, Ford had the Expedition, then they came out with the Excursion, everyone got a bigger and bigger fucking truck. It's kind of like if you try to go heavier and heavier and heavier, right, just by you, just by the sound versus the content of music, that's what you get to. So some of the heaviest shit out there is not, I mean, okay, Deicide, Slayer, whatever, that's some heavy shit, but some of the real, the stuff that really weighs you down is like old blues and Sabbath and stuff that's not cranked to the max, mm-hmm. but stuff where you play the riff a certain way. And one day I was like, you know, I mean, Sanctus Bellum's heavy, but it's not, I mean, it's probably a 4 out of 10 on what's out there. But I was like, man, you know, I want to use like a slightly cleaner tone, more nuance, you know, let the guitar speak for itself a little more versus having 50 pedals and just a bunch of distortion. Let the tubes be heard a little bit, you know, kind of just make it a little more subtle here and there. And when you do that, I think it speaks to more, you know, a lot of super heavy metal is just on off, right?
Yeah.
It's either you're waiting for the next track to come off, or it's like, ugh, you know. But if there's the stuff that's in between, to me, is like what's really heavy.
The dynamics, you know, is really where the heavy is. Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I ring that bell constantly.
Totally, yes. So that to me personally is kind of like that's why I wanted to do this project. And then, you know, the organ, I've always loved the Hammond organ and stuff, but that to me just adds another dimension, because you can make it almost light and circusy with little arpeggios, or you can just hold down the note and let the kind of, you know, Leslie speaker swirl around the room, you know, and that gives this real, to me, it's way more ominous than any sort of, you know, blast beat type stuff will ever be. You know, I'm sure a lot of black and death metal purists will crucify me for that. But I mean, you know, it's, I mean, there's different types of heaviness. But to me, again, the nuance and the dynamics are I think, where it's at. The in-between areas.
Yes.
That's why also I'm a huge proponent of having silence in songs. You know, having like maybe like the guitars. Yeah, the guitars drop out and just the bass and drums, or just like a drum beat, you know, and then you bring in instruments. That to me is more interesting than just kind of shoving everything at you, you know, immediately.
Cool. Well, thank you for your time, man. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me, man. It was great.
We need to have you come back on. We'll just talk more, man.
Of course.
So what I want to do now is give away some stuff.
Yay.
What? Free stuff?
You want some free stuff.
That's when everybody woke up.
All right. So let's do this first. We have a loot crate box. Let's grab this.
I only have two hands.
These were donated by Loot Crate. They just came to... We got to figure out what kind of trivia question we wanted.
Well, what month is that from?
I believe it's from December.
December.
So I know what's in there. It's really cool.
Hmm. Can it be like Christmas in July kind of?
It can. Well, it can be Christmas in May.
Oh, okay. I guess.
Get your seasons right.
I'm trying to... Shut up.
Let you guys ask that's a trivia question.
Should it be like a movie question?
If you can stump us, we'll give it to you.
That's a good idea. I like
Let's
that.
Let's do that. Who wants to go first? Who wants to try to stump the Metal Geeks?
It's going to be hard.
You, Uh-oh. Sir. It's a metal. Come over here. We gotta get you on audio. You can just stand right here. We'll get you.
Cool. All right. So, who is the lead singer of Rammstein? What's his name?
Something German.
I was about to say something German, too.
Sorry. Sit down.
I thought you said it was going to be a metal question. No. It's Rammstein. No.
Is Rammstein? Is that his name? Rammstein?
Oh. I know I've heard his name before, but I do not know it.
I actually don't know either.
Oh, man.
Wilhelm?
Dude, that's too quick. I'm sorry. Try again.
One more. 2 out of 3. 2 out of 3.
There's 3 hosts here. Come on. Make it a little bit more easier.
Make a band we like.
Oh, that's mean.
That's not fair.
Uh-huh. It's really not. Go ahead.
This is why it's our show.
That's right.
I got a question.
Yes, you have to come up here.
Oh, no.
Your name and your name and your age, please.
She's not associated with the show?
My age. No. Lemmy or God?
That's Lemmy a true question. God. Lemmy is God.
That's right.
Okay, so if anybody can name what movie that line is from, you get the prize. Yes, sir.
That you is got correct. It.
Let's open this.
You want to pass the camera down so you get a better shot for a reveal what's in there? Dave always has a knife.
Yep, I come armed.
That's not a knife.
That's not okay. a knife. This is a
we
knife.
Had to do that. This is live opening of a loot crate on
Periscope.
So we have an unboxing video.
Is there anybody watching on Periscope? I have no idea.
Oh, Joker Batman.
I saw at one point that we had like 10, and then at one point we had 5.
All right, that's enough. All right, so next big prize we have is an extra copy or an extra box of Marvel Collector Core.
It's an Arrow poster. You're not getting this. I'm sorry.
No.
I'm just kidding.
If you can trick me, if you, yeah, let's, I know George really wants to win this.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, sir. What is your question?
No, I was going to try and stump you.
Okay.
If, okay, so try to stump George.
No, don't do that because he's going to win for sure if he does that.
It's a Guar question.
Yeah, definitely will lose that
Ask
question.
Him for that one.
So there was a talk show in the late 90s, early 2000s.
Maury Povich.
Nope. That Guar went on.
Oh, yes.
It was very famous.
Very famous. What's the name of that dude?
It's not a dude.
Was it Jerry?
No, I know what you're talking about now.
Jerry Springer?
No, it wasn't Jerry Springer. It was, he had wore the big red glasses.
I think so.
What is her name?
Linda?
Sally Jesse Raphael. Mandy?
There you go. Wasn't Sally Jesse?
Nope.
Who the hell was it?
Joan.
Joan Rivers?
Really? I do remember that, yeah. Okay, so there's a show that our Instagram guy, Bill, is here. Thank you, Bill. He turned me on to this show on Netflix. We're talking about Guar. What was the name of the show?
Holliston.
Yeah, it's two heavy, it's two horror movie directors, and it's a weird horror movie sitcom mashup. But it's like they go through these weird, you know, sitcom tropes where like, oh, I have to pretend like I have a girlfriend and I'm going to hire a hooker.
Oh,
and one of the guys, every time he goes through like problems, Otis Urungus would come out of his closet and give him advice. You have to watch the show. It's crazy.
What's it called again?
Holliston. It's a suburb.
I have heard of that.
What's that new TV show that you're watching on Hulu?
Other Space.
No,
it's
no,
on
no.
Yahoo, right?
I don't know. They had the
Other
dude from
Space
War
is on Yahoo.
And the guy from Reaper. Deadbeat. There you go. And
Deadbeat.
It
doesn't have the guy. That's a different show.
Really? I thought it had a guy from Guar. He would like show up
no,
from
that's,
his closet.
No, that's his Holliston show.
Oh,
Deadbeat
okay.
is something with Tyler Labine, which is a great show, too.
I see.
So this guy's like, he stumped us twice. Should we be nice?
That's true.
It is 2 out of 3.
All right.
So
you get to win it. You got to open it now, though.
I got to open it? All right.
If it's a shirt I won, I'm trading you.
All right.
That's
also, if there's a Funko Pop, it belongs to George Tripsis.
What?
If there's a Funko Pop in there, it belongs to me.
There is.
Shut up. He doesn't know.
Get this on video. We got to...
It's freezed.
Oh, it's frozen.
It's frozen. It's freezed.
So this is the first Marvel Collector Core powered by Funko, which, you know, everybody knows me. I'm a huge Funko nerd, so has a lot of cool stuff in here, man. It was made in Vietnam, apparently.
Sweet.
Isn't that where all the good stuff is made, though?
Yes, it is.
Okay, so what's that?
Marvel Core with
Ultron on there. Did everyone saw Ultron yet?
Oh, we don't have a video anymore. Collector Core.
There's video right there.
Shoot us on video. I'm glad this is a. You said core, not corpse.
Why would I say?
Why would
I say?
I don't
corpse?
Know. A lot of people say corpse.
Core. Or say core.
Oh, that's sick.
Like we agreed, if there's a Funko Pop, yeah, it belongs to me.
Oh, Hulkbuster Funko Pop. That's
just,
awesome.
I'm just kidding.
Hulkbuster. Yeah.
You have that one, Gary?
I'm not going to take it, although I want that.
So thanks to Marvel Collector Core, they actually accidentally sent me 2 of these. So.
No, they didn't. They sent it to you on purpose to give away.
That's right. Oh, yeah, that's what I meant.
Come on.
You got the Hulk, I
Thank
believe.
You, Marvel Collector Core.
Let's go back to my first question. His name is Till Lindemann.
Till, that's right. I do remember that name.
Now that he got, yeah, now that you won.
Now that I won.
Yeah,
you got the same shirt that I have.
Nice.
I'm not a Hulk fan.
Well,
so.
I think Hulk totally won that fight, didn't he?
A little bit.
Yeah. It was Hulk versus Ultron. But
Vision's
shirt,
one who ultimately defeated him, so no spoilers.
Guardians team up Avengers comic. Marvel, first.
That's right. First appearance of somebody. I don't know.
Somebody. Somebody important.
Something.
Well, very cool.
So I want to bring another guest on to the show. We have a few more minutes.
Congratulations.
I want to bring Justin from the Comical Podcast. Yes, thank you for playing, everybody. Did you want to, wait a minute, before we end, would you want to take door number two?
What's door number two?
Well, I can't tell you that. You want to trade in your beautiful collector core prize for door number two?
Don't do it, man. It's like Family Guy. You want a boat or you want a mystery box? Mystery box. It could be anything. You want a boat.
No, I'm content.
Okay.
Well, okay,
didn't
you tell me what it was?
Nothing.
It was
a handshake.
It was a box of nothing that
it was
we
a handshake.
Had back here. I'll buy you a drink tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Tonight, we're going to be drinking tonight.
or later. It could be later. I'll get you drunk enough so I can
That's right. So, welcome to the show, Justin from Comical Podcast, Just In Case Podcast, and Adventures in Geekery.
Happy to be here.
Yay!
Woo!
So, you guys had a panel just right before us recording. How'd that go for you?
Went really well. We had about 30 people show up, a lot of laughs. Miguel did a lot of really funny stuff.
Miguel's funny? What?
We did trivia.
No way.
We did Ask Lord Horstocles, had a bunch of people write in questions for him, and he answered them live. I put him on the spot a couple times, but they were all pretty funny.
He's just agreeing in shame over there.
And then Heather told a funny story, and I told one as well. And
she told me that she alienated
some people. Yeah. She absolutely did. It was really awesome.
The more people you can alienate during a show is the better.
Yes, absolutely.
So how has your experience at Comicpalooza been?
It's been great. We got to do a ton of interviews on Friday and Saturday. I got to walk around, met some really cool people. Walt Simonson was a huge get for me.
Yes, he was really cool.
I've been a fan of his work for a really long time. Also, talking to Peter David was just amazing. Walt's wife, Luis, was just the biggest sweetheart I've ever come across. I mean, she was so nice. Met a bunch of cosplayers, hung out with a bunch of my friends, did coverage, took pictures. Miguel's been walking around with Horstocles and Merman the whole weekend.
I've seen all the pictures. They're pretty great.
Yeah, I'm sure you can see anything.
If you're not following Comical Podcast, you need to check out Lord Horstocles and his minions.
Yes. We had a lot of minions here this weekend. It was pretty cool.
So how was the podcasting panel experience for you?
Oh, I thought that went really well. We had a bunch of people that were aspiring podcasters.
You know, we have to thank Craig Price from, what's the name of the show?
Reality Check.
Reality Check, thank you, for moderating that show for us because it really helped keep it going. And
there were 12
keep us
people.
All in check and not go off.
Yeah,
the
yeah. There was,
it was that like many 11, people? 12 people on at the table, and he made sure everybody talked.
Everybody had their time.
He stopped this from happening.
Yes.
Exactly.
Everybody talked over everybody, and it was just bad.
Exactly right.
Yeah. But we only had one mic last time. This time, everybody got their fair share, and it was really good. I thought.
Yeah, we had more than we had Mike Zapsik. So we had more than one mic.
Yes, we did.
God,
no.
It wouldn't be an episode of Metal Geeks without Gary making a terrible pun.
The full Metal Geek experience.
It's true. I try to deliver every time, and I think I
we should
I
ask
succeed.
Ken. Does he deliver every time?
Why are you putting the microphone back in my face?
Why are you asking my wife?
She didn't hear me, so.
Do I deliver?
Every time.
Every time? Meh.
We got a shrug.
Fingers, you know?
Meh.
That's after almost 10 years of marriage, they'll do that to you.
2 years,
1 month, Will. So we have a little bit left time left during the show. What are you looking forward to do today?
Well, after this,
sleep.
I think you and I are going to go do a few more interviews.
Right,
we're
going to do some intros. We're going to actually interview some local artists and things like that and just talk about comics with people.
And Miguel's here with his son. They're planning on going to shopping a little bit.
Which I haven't really done much of that either, so I might have to kill two birds with one stone.
Yeah, there's still a couple places I wanted to hit that I haven't gotten to yet and people that I said I would come by and check out their booth.
Yeah.
So I'm going to try to do some of that, but mostly just hang out and talk to friends. I mean, that's what Comic Clue is all about.
That's right.
Couldn't say it better myself.
That's right. So I wanted to bring up a movie that we've all seen. I know, Dave, you've seen this movie, or you haven't seen it yet.
What's that?
Mad Max?
Mad Max?
No, someone pulled the fire alarm 3 minutes to showtime after I'd been waiting for an hour and a half to make sure I got the great seat that I got.
We'll never see Valhalla.
We had to.
That's right.
We had to evacuate the theater, and I was not going to try to fight with everybody to get my seat back.
So how can we discuss the movie without spoiling it for Dave?
So Mad Max dies, right? And
all you can really do, I think, is say that it's the Road Warrior on steroids.
Yeah.
Everything that was good about the Road Warrior is built into Fury Road, and it's just awesome.
It's just it's a 2-hour chase scene with amazing effects, and it's the plot doesn't even really matter at all.
Did you ever see Thunderdome?
I have not. I've seen like bits and pieces of all of the Mad Max movies.
So the best way I describe this movie to any fan of like the Mad Max trilogy so far, it's everything good out of Road Warrior and everything good out of Thunderdome mushed together with the best technology anything can give us and even the best stunt drivers can give us.
They use a lot of practical effects in this movie. You could tell when there was digital stuff because there was extra fire added and things like that. But
well, they don't want to burn the people alive that are driving the cars.
It's a fucking heavy metal movie, dude. It really is. They
even had a dude playing heavy metal music.
It was cool. I mean, like, you know how, like, you know, they had this whole car.
Oh, you looked
at
me like, give me the goddamn mic.
This whole truck was like...
Just kidding.
It had like war drums, and on the front of it, they had this guy with a huge heavy metal guitar just jamming riffs and shooting fire out of it.
I had the good chance to meet George Miller.
That's right, you did.
At South by Southwest, and he showed 10 minutes of the movie, and that guitarist was in it, and a lot of people had to ask questions about it. And I was like, what is that all about? And he's like, well, I was trying to go back to... you know, in the olden days, they always had like a war drum and all stuff. So that was his version of it, I guess.
Yeah, it was really well done. I mean, there's a big truck running with like four giant drums, and guys just constantly just.
I want to see the making of this movie and some of the how they got some of those shots, man.
I know online there's like a 20-minute like B-roll of all behind the scenes footage. Somewhere.
It'd be interesting to watch.
It's
hopefully Dave will get to see it before he goes to Dallas.
Maybe.
But see. Tomorrowland, we have to go Tomorrowland. See Tomorrowland.
Yeah, Tomorrowland's out now too, and I'm pretty stoked.
Tomorrowland's been doing poorly, and I'm sad.
I haven't even checked on it.
I don't care. I'm gonna go see it.
Yeah, I was reading about it this morning.
That's
and it
not
had
good.
A very soft opening.
That sucks.
It's because Comic
Disney's
Blues is
gonna
going
be
on
upset.
This weekend.
Mickey Mouse
they make pills for that.
Mickey Mouse is gonna come out, and he's gonna beat someone up. Is what's gonna happen.
I want to see the movie, so I might.
I would too.
I might even
actually.
Go tomorrow and check it out. I'm looking forward to it.
Maybe. I'm down for that. Give see George Clooney take me into space.
I thought you were going to talk about the movie we all watched the other night here.
Oh yeah, let's discuss
Jackie
that.
Jackie Earl Harley.
Haley.
Sorry, so, Harley.
I didn't even
I've
mention
seen too
that
many
before.
Harley Quinns here, so that's what's on my mind.
What's your count out, Miguel, for Harleys?
Harley Quinns.
How many Harleys have you seen?
I lost count. I'm in the 20s.
In the 20s?
That's it? There was less this year.
To show
year.
You that character is far too popular for her own good. Not to say that she's not fun, but...
There's a lot of you know
there's
I saw
a lot of female characters out
a lot
there
of a lot of women cosplaying as Agent Carter this year.
Well,
but she was here.
Haley Atwell was here. So yeah.
But so
plus you met her, didn't you, or you saw her panel?
I saw her panel. I did not meet her. I didn't meet Chloe Bennett though.
I hate
and
you.
And she is beautiful.
I hate you.
Yes, you should with good reason right now. So we saw a sneak preview of a movie coming out,
Criminal Activities,
directed by Jackie Earle Haley, and I was actually. Had the opportunity to go to like a 20-minute Q&A that I sort of wound up leading for some of the podcasters. And he was a really super nice guy.
Did you bring up Bad News Bears?
I did not. Nobody brought up Bad News Bears.
Why?
We did bring up Watchmen, though. One of the podcasters says you cannot get out of here without talking about Rorschach.
Okay, and so what did he say?
You'd have to listen to the episode to find out.
Can we not get a sneak preview?
No
here?
Sneak preview.
God, I hate you.
But he was here.
George hates Carrie.
It's a new segment.
Do you like anything, George?
I do like some things.
I think George should have started his own
show. I
like
Mad Max a lot.
It's true. Right. So the movie was basically about four friends who get in this crazy situation where they wind up kidnapping somebody. And it's directed by Jackie Earle Haley. And it has John Travolta, who I think did a really good job in this movie.
He looked really weird. Anyone else thought that?
His hair is... He
didn't look like he normally does, but I didn't say he looked weird.
He portrayed a good mob
boss. Like he had
boss.
Some work done, is what I'm saying.
He's looked at that for a while, man.
He's a celebrity.
Okay. Is that your excuse?
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, this is getting distributed. It's coming out sometime before fall, I believe. Yeah. So, I mean, it's a...
What were your thoughts on the film? We can't say anything because...
Right, we don't want to give away anything.
Not only that, everyone's agreed to say not anything about the movie after...
I actually enjoyed the movie. There was audio problems.
He asked
but
us not to.
Yeah. We'll talk about the ending.
Yeah.
Right.
But I felt like the movie intentionally misleads you. It tries to lead you into thinking that it's going to be very cliched, doing a lot of the same things you think movies are going to do. And then it does something completely
different. It pulls the carpet out from underneath you at the end.
It wasn't a perfect movie. I felt it was a little slow in the beginning, but it got better as it went along. And once he starts doing things that you don't expect him to do, it becomes fairly good.
What was the name of the main actor that was tied to the chair who was in X-Men First Class?
Eddie Gajuki?
What Eddie is it? What?
Kosicki.
Anytime he was on screen, it was, commanding. Very intriguing and very great to watch.
Yeah, he was in X-Men First Class. What was his name in that movie? You might remember. Huh? No, no, in X-Men First Class.
It was Darwin.
Darwin, thank you.
Yeah. However, I enjoyed the movie. I thought it was good. I just didn't think it was great. Also, I'm a big movie fan. Has anyone ever seen Suicide Kings?
Yes.
Anyone? Okay. No. It's a replica of that movie, unfortunately.
Oh.
But I still liked it. It's a good movie. I think people
more
should,
of homage, I'd say.
Yes.
There was some great.
The wrap up in this movie is probably better than what the Suicide Kings ever did back in the 90s. So I think this movie did much better on that.
There was some really cool following shots in the movie, and there's a lot of great, like, good shots in the movie.
They did a very good job of keeping it interesting with just people talking in a room.
Yeah, which is hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
Very hard to do.
Kevin Smith would have a hard time with that.
Yeah, he does. Just the normal two shot.
Is Jackie O'Reilly still here?
No, he was.
He was only here for one day.
Yeah,
unfortunately.
That one day.
He's still favoriting all my tweets. So
yeah,
me too.
Yeah,
me
he
too.
Must still be involved somehow.
He keeps talking about.
He has somebody that
Twitter
works for him that just follow. Just anything mentioned Comic Palooza is just being retweeted. And favorited, so
yeah. So is the.
If you want to get noticed, make sure you mention Comic Palooza.
So is the young girl that's playing Selena Kyle from
Cameron
Gotham.
Bicondova.
Man, she's been crazy on Twitter.
It's not her; it's her social media team who I met.
Wow,
I was trying to
give her the benefit of doubt.
I didn't want to ruin the experience, the illusion there, but yeah.
She was really cool, though.
Like, she was super nice.
Did you get a chance to meet her?
Sort of. So she was going to her photo, or not her photo, to go do signing, and she was on the back of one of those little. Motorcycle type thing, or like, it's not a golf cart, but it's like a little cart. And she was on the back, and I was actually waiting for him to get his Jeremy Renner autograph. And she went by, and she reached out her hand and got to kind of give her a high five. I mean, I thought that was pretty cool. A passing high five. They kind of got mad at me. They're like, "Oh no!" I'm like, "She initiated it."
She just turned 16 on Friday with her birthday, the day before she was here. So
creepers beware.
We have a few minutes left. If anybody wants to ask any questions for us, Q&A session. Anybody?
Crickets.
Not trivia, but just questions about.
he was ready.
He's done.
Like
he's like, what else do you got to give away?
We have posters.
Yes, ma'am.
We have talked about Dallas Con possibly, but it all depends on our schedule.
I think I blew a lot of my money this weekend. So
obviously, I blew something, but it wasn't money. Just kidding, guys. Come on.
That's how we got the VIP pass.
Obviously, George does not hate everything.
I will be at Dallas Fan Expo next week. I will be at Dallas Fan Expo next week. And I will also be at Classic Game Fest in Austin in July. And I will be at Amazing Houston Comic Con when it
yes,
rolls
we will be
around.
Definitely be at Amazing. I
and
think
when
there's
is Amazing Houston Comic Con?
July?
I think it's
August.
Yeah, August.
And there's talk about us going in June maybe to Rooster Teeth Expo.
Yeah, I remember you talking about that a couple of days ago.
Yeah, JD is one of our guys, and yeah, he's
our video
game correspondent.
Yeah, video game. That sounds much better than what I was saying.
Yeah, so I think that'll be one of our next shows.
Sounds more official.
Anybody else?
Fernando looks like he has a question.
Fernando, you have a question? Farrell has a question.
Did you
pin
the app?
Did I what? The app?
Which app are you talking about in particular?
So, a question for everybody here. There's a beautiful thing. It's the Comic Palooza mobile app. Who's used it this year to help you around Comic Palooza?
There's your answer.
Cool.
No, I'm just kidding. I think almost
everybody
like
in here raised your hand for this audio podcast, by the way.
It's a single source for everyone to know what's going on and what's happening everywhere.
And Farrell is the guy that's in control of that, and he did a tremendous job. Thank you. I mean, even look at the printed program. Stuff on that has changed, so there's wrong times on there and things like that. So the app is really the only way to know up-to-the-minute changes, like, okay, this has moved from this room to another. I mean, social media can do it, but if you have the app, you get it pushed to your phone right away, you know.
The other thing is people can rate panels they want to, so that tells us what they want.
That's right. You can rate panels, you can rate Q&As, so give us a 5-star, of course. Let us know, let the people that run Comic Palooza what you like and what you want to see more of next time. It really works. And free stuff. I know everybody wants more free stuff.
Who doesn't like free stuff?
Speaking of free stuff, I can give you a code that'll give you 10% off cool stuff.
Is that what we're doing now?
Yeah, we're doing that.
Okay.
I'm trying to wrap it up.
Okay.
go ahead and do this one.
Which one are we talking about?
Our discount code.
On what?
The discount code on Comic Palooza.
Comic Palooza is almost over, okay. So we don't need to use that one anymore.
Wait, where were we? So we're talking about the vinyl toys? Is that what we're talking
about? That's what we're talking about.
Where would I go to buy that?
TheVinylDead.com.
What's there? Other than vinyl toys. That's it, right? Just
sure.
Funko Pops and
Funko Pops and
Kid Robots?
Kid Robots and all that cool stuff.
All that cool stuff? And I can save money, you're saying?
You can save money. You
can he save money?
Maybe. Maybe. No, I'm not him. He already got enough Funko Pop today.
Justin can save money.
Justin can save money. So if you put in the code MetalGeeks10, you're going to save 10% off your entire order.
On every time?
Every time. Every time you use it.
Sounds good.
It's cool.
To me.
I mean, I'm a big Funko Pop fan.
That's quite apparent.
I haven't bought any this weekend, so.
That's not true. I thought you did.
No, I have not.
No, my girlfriend bought one.
Yeah? What did she buy?
I don't remember. She showed it to me.
But if she bought it at TheVinylDead.com, she could have saved 10%.
I know. But it was an impulse buy here.
Okay, that's true.
Yeah, I'll give her that one. That's what you do at Comic-Cons. You impulse buy.
So, besides that, you can find us all over the internet. iTunes. Go there. Subscribe to the show. Give us a rating. That's a way to make people know about the show. So, if you like what you hear, want to hang out with us more, go to iTunes. You can go to MetalGeeks.net. You can find us. Where can they find us on our internet?
Podbean.
Yeah.
Podbean. MetalGeeks.podbean.com.
We're on Stitcher now as well.
We are on Stitcher. Nerdbong.com. You can go to EarthStation1.com.
iTunes.
EarthStation Podcast.
Did anyone
iTunes.
Say iTunes yet?
Okay. You can go to Altness.com. We can go to Lightning Radio now, which is, Justin was involved with them too. The people that we were with, they have a new service, and I think we're broadcasting there on Saturday night sometime. But yeah, it's 24 hours of like heavy metal stuff and, you know, podcasts and things like that. It's really cool.
And we'll have more content coming soon via video and Adventures
right.
in Geekery.
We're going to, check out we're going to link
CW Newsfix website.
Check out the CW Newsfix website. That's true. Adventures of Geekery. We're going to start pimping it out a little bit more once we get home and have time. So, I want to thank you to George and Dave for hanging out with me tonight.
Yeah, thank you for doing such hard work and getting us here.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you to Justin. Thank you to everybody that was on the show today and everybody here in the audience.
And thank you to everyone in the staff and hard workers of Comic Palooza and letting us do this.
Exactly right.
And thank you guys for listening.
Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
Keep it metal.
And
keep it geeky.
Thank you, guys.
Wrap up.
Hey, Geekazoids. Thanks to listening to another fine podcast brought to you by MSR Productions. All rights reserved, blah, 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 blah. For reviews, archives of our podcasts, and all your other metal geekery needs, please visit MetalGeeks.net. Keep it geeky. Keep it metal.